Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This week, some 60 dancers from across Ukraine performed the ballet Giselle at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. They're part of a new company called the United Ukrainian Ballet, which they formed after fleeing their country and resettling in The Hague. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has more.
Just hours before the curtain rose, choreographer Alexei Radmansky coached the dancers through a dress rehearsal.
You're late, guys. You're late. You're late.
In the dance world, Radmansky is a big deal. He's a MacArthur Fellow who's worked with just about every major ballet company. When Russia invaded Ukraine, he was in Moscow working with the Bolshoi and the Mariinsky.
I received a call from my wife from New York. It was 5 a.m. and she said the Kyiv is bombed and that's where my family lives. So I had to leave right away.
Radmansky's mother is Russian. His father is Ukrainian. But for him, there's no internal conflict when it comes to the war.
It's a huge failure of Russian culture, I think. The fact that millions didn't come out the first weekend didn't stop it.
When a ballet colleague in the Netherlands asked him if he would come to The Hague to work with Ukrainian dancers, he didn't hesitate. His presence was the reason principal dancer Elizaveta Gogitsa made her way there too.
I dreamed to work with Alexei Radmansky. He's a gorgeous choreographer. He's a true patriot of our country.
When Russia invaded Ukraine, Gogitsa was in Kyiv. She and her family fled.
I go with my mother, grandmothers, and all women of our family to Germany. It was not easy.
Gogitsa says she's in constant contact with her fellow dancers back in Kyiv. Her company there has reopened, but it's been a challenge.
They have no light. They have no hot water. It's sirens and rockets. Sometimes it's really hard.
It's not lost on the Ukrainian government that the audience for this event includes decision makers. Ukrainian Ambassador Oksana Makarova spoke to Washington establishment types at a Kennedy Center event earlier this week.
Usually you hear me asking for more weapons and more financial resources and more sanctions and isolation to Russia. And I will not make an exception today. We still need all of that.
She said the embassy debated whether celebrating art was appropriate during a time of war.
And we decided yes, because that's exactly what Russians wanted us to do. They wanted us to be destroyed, cry and die. And we will not do that. We will fight bravely on the battlefield, but we will also celebrate our culture.
At intermission, I spoke with Ina, a Russian emigre and member of the audience who asked that we not use her last name.
I'm not a big, ballet fan.
But she was moved that so many people showed up to support Ukraine.
The fact that people choose to come and that moral support is also very important.
When the performance ended, the orchestra played the Ukrainian national anthem. The dancers of the United Ukrainian Ballet, joined by Radmansky, held up banners that said, "Stand with Ukraine." Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.